From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The vote was very close, but today the House of Representatives passed the Gasoline for America's Security Act. It is a bill meant to respond to the rising gas prices and refinery shortages that followed Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. House Republicans say it will streamline the permit process for companies to build and expand oil refineries, and that, they say, will eventually bring prices down. Democrats are charging GOP leaders with exploiting the hurricanes in order to give more gifts to big oil companies. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the final vote on the measure was explosive.
The House floor was packed with lawmakers. Republicans held the final vote open, desperately trying to find members who would switch their votes. Angry Democrats booed and cried shame. For a long time, it appeared that the Democrats were about to win. More on that in a minute. Here's why it was so controversial. After Hurricane Katrina made Gulf Coast refineries seem vulnerable, this bill tries to get oil companies to build new refineries by making it easier and quicker to get permits. Republican leaders say that will eventually bring gas prices down, though not immediately. Democrats and some moderate Republicans called it a political favor to big oil. The bill was sponsored by Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Joe Barton, who has close ties to oil companies in his home state of Texas.
And I have reason to believe that if we pass this bill and if the Senate passes this bill within the next year, you're going to see America's system step forward and actually ask to build new refineries in the United States of America.
The bill would also roll back some Clean Air Act standards, giving cities more time to meet target ozone levels, and it would bar local governments from designing their own fuel mixes to decrease emissions. Opponents also pointed to oil industry memos and a Government Accounting Office report they said show that oil companies closed down refineries on purpose to boost profits. In the last year, said one of the bill's main Democratic opponents, Bart Stupak of Michigan, refineries' profit margins have more than doubled. Stupak and other Democrats drafted a substitute version of the bill, which would have given broad new powers to the federal government to go after and prosecute companies that are involved in price gouging.
Our amendment will protect all consumers from unfair energy and gas prices and punish those who think that at the time of a national tragedy is the right time to rob the American people of their hard-earned money.
Democrats also want to build what they call a strategic refinery reserve, like the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, government-owned refineries that could be brought online in the event of a disaster like Katrina. But Republicans, including Florida's Lincoln Diaz-Balart, voted down their amendment.
I urge that we reject the arguments we've heard from the prophets of pessimism. This is an important piece of legislation to keep the economy's infrastructure in place for sustained economic growth and for the lifestyle of this great nation.
But it wasn't easy for Republicans to pass their own bill. What was supposed to be a 5-minute voting period ticked away into more than 45 minutes as former Majority Leader Tom DeLay, Speaker Dennis Hastert, and Chairman Barton circled the floor, twisting arms, trying to get a few more Republicans to switch from nay to aye. Democrats shouted angry cries at the man in the speaker's chair, Republican Mike Simpson of Idaho, who eventually recognized Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
Is it not bringing dishonor to the House of Representatives for this body to act in the shameful
is not
way that it is?
Gentlelady
this is not part of the culture of corruption of the Republican
Party. Does the
gentlelady
have a parliamentary
to dishonor
inquiry?
The wishes of the American people.
Does
who
the gentlelady have a parliamentary
inquiry? I have a parliamentary inquiry. When are you going to honor
the House should be in order.
In this pressure cooker, two Republicans did change their minds, and Simpson quickly gaveled the vote. The bill passed the House 212 to 210. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.